people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
And today we want to talk about how complaining is making you sick. Oh gosh, my first professional speech, the first paid speech I ever got. And to me, it was for a lot of money. It was for about a month and a half's worth of what I was getting paid as the minister of the church. And someone hired me, but I had never actually sat down and worked out a speech. And so I began to construct a speech. And one of the things that I had done a lot of research into was the fact that complaining actually has a very negative impact on our bodies. And this continues to be something I find to be fascinating. And it makes perfect sense. And let me tell you a little story. When I was a boy, my dad's mom, who we call grandma, would call, and she would talk to us. One of the boys would pick up the phone, hello, Bowen Resonance, just like we were trained to say. And back then, everyone picked up their phone because there was no answering machine and no telemarketers that I can remember. Anyway, we would talk to grandma, and then as we were about to hang up, we'd say to my mom, do you want to talk to grandma? Invariably, she would go, hang up the phone. And one day I asked her, I said, Mom, why don't you want to talk to grandma? And she said, because she's psychosomatic. And for years, I thought about this concept. And I realized that one day I looked it up, psychosomatic. Psyche, mind, which doesn't necessarily mean here. We think of the mind and the brain being the same, but they're not necessarily. The mind is more of a universal concept in our being. But the mind and the body, there's the consciousness and then there's the meat suit. And what we forget is that the two are psyche-somatic. We are psyche-soma, mind-body. We are one entity. And the example I always like to use is if you've ever been in physical pain such that it is difficult for you to be in a good mood, then you understand the connection between the mind and the body. In this case, the body's driving the mind. In a lot of cases, the mind is driving the body. Well, what direction is the mind going? Well, usually what we say gives a very good indication of the direction the mind is going. If the mind is talking about what it's grateful for, what it's looking forward to, if the human being is excited about things, then we know. If, however, the person is lamenting what has happened, worrying about the future, etc., both of these have a huge impact on your body. I'll give you a little bit of science here, not too much. But what they've discovered is that people who complain incessantly have a higher degree of stress hormones in their body, and it makes perfect sense. Think about it. If your body's listening, and it is, and you're walking around going, what a beautiful flower. I'll bet that's a nice person. I'm grateful for my friend, blank. I'm looking forward to X. Your body relaxes. Your body goes, I am in a safe environment. However, if the ongoing commentary is what's wrong and what's missing, remember, complaining is always about what's missing, what should be different. If you're talking about that, then the body goes into more of a fight or flight mode. And so it causes the stress hormone cortisol to get pumped into your bloodstream. What do we know about cortisol? Cortisol is the stress hormone. It raises your blood pressure. It can cause you to have diabetes, heart attack, and a stroke. So becoming a complaint-free person is as much for your body as it is for your relationships. One of the interesting things I've discovered over the last few years, being a personal development author, that's what you would call me, is a personal development author, is that there's only three types of personal development. That is health, wealth, and relationships. Health, wealth, and relationships. You look at all that, you know, stuff that's out there, and it all comes down to one of those three. And for a long time, I thought it was totally health. Because I have seen the impact on people's health when they give up complaining. Actually, becoming a complaint-free person falls under relationships and effective communication. The thing is, we have a relationship with our bodies. And if we are communicating negatively to and about the world, our body is like a tuning fork and it responds. I read a study in Google Scholar, which I found to be really fascinating. And they found that people who chronically complain, and by the way, if you ever want to find out some interesting stuff about complaining, go to Google Scholar and just Google it. These are scientific papers, people who have written master's theses, doctor's theses, et cetera, on various subjects. And they're a lot on complaining. The one that I found really interesting was that people who chronically complain, who just complain, in extreme cases, these people show up as having the same symptoms as Alzheimer's disease. They basically took the symptoms and they gave these to medical experts and says, what is it that this person sounds like they have? And the symptoms were chronic irritability, inability to think creatively, several things like that. Oh, just a negative self-talk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Difficulty remembering things. I don't remember them all, obviously. Irony. What they found is that people who chronically complain were diagnosed as having Alzheimer's disease because they had such similarities. So let's take the opposite of that. People who are chronically grateful, if gratitude is the opposite of complaining, people who are chronically grateful are more creative. They are less stressed. They feel happier and healthier in their bodies. Their relationships are better and more engaging. And they feel just generally happier in life. And their body reflects it. Their blood pressure is lower. They're able to breathe deeper. You can't go around and complain. And that's what a lot of people do. I see it down here because there's a lot of retired people down here in Florida. So there are a lot of people who will walk around the complex and bump into a neighbor and they'll complain about this, that, and the other thing. And then they'll walk on, see you later, bump into another neighbor and take everything they got from the previous complaints and compile that and add on to that, get more. And when you're doing that, you are just reminding yourself, the world sucks. And the world doesn't suck. The world is great. We just need to remember that. And when we act that way, and more importantly, approach the life we are fortunate enough to have with gratitude rather than complaining, it's amazing how much happier and healthier we are. A friend of mine the other day was complaining, and I thought this was really funny. You know what he was complaining about? Because he works from home. He was complaining about the 3 hours a week he had to leave his apartment so the maid could come clean the place. And I thought, talk about a first world problem. And he laughed. He said, yeah, I know it really is, but just it's such a drag having to leave so the maid can come clean. And I'm like, be happy you have a housekeeper. Be happy. Celebrate. Focus on what you're grateful for. And when you leave to go out, go someplace exciting. Go someplace different. Remember, what comes out of your mouth affects your body. Your body is listening. Try saying things you're grateful for. One of the things I've started doing is just, when I meditate, and it just relaxes me so much. Try that. You'll feel it in your body. And since I said you'll feel it in your body, it's your opportunity to click share and say shared. When you type share in the comments section, we know that you have actually clicked share. And if you have not taken the complaint-free challenge, my gosh, where have you been? Go to acomplaintfreeworld.org, www.acomplaintfreeworld.org. We'll send you a bracelet and 9 videos for free, plus an ebook. You just pay $1 for shipping and handling. That we just want to make sure you got some skin in the game. Because as we've offered bracelets in the past, we've sent out so many, and I think so many of them just ended in a drawer. We want you to have a little bit of skin in the game. www.acomplaintfreeworld.org. Misty says, I got my complaint-free bracelet last week. We talked about that. I'm determined to use it. And let me continue on down. Heather, grateful for solutions. Dominic and Juanita. What wonderful Wednesday, Jumpstarters. 55 degrees in New Berlin, Wisconsin. 76 later today. Hallelujah, Juanita. You guys are finally going to break out into the warm weather. Grateful for the flowers on my front porch. I just bought a trellis for my flowers, and I'm excited about that. Misty, first person to click shared. Awesome possum. And Heather says shared. Linda Ann Starn says, makes sense. Shares. Hey, there's Natasha. Good to see you. Always love it when you check in, Natasha. Everybody looks so happy and healthy. What I love is that we do these videos, and like right now, there's 11 people watching. But within a couple of hours, there'll be about 150 to 200 people. And within a day or two, depending on how many of you share now and later, it can be thousands, and it has been. Good to see you, Natasha. So thanks for sharing. Thanks for taking this in. And more importantly, thank you for considering this idea that we need to approach life with gratitude. Focus on the glass being half full, and the glass will continue to fill up. Focus on it being half empty, and it's just going to drain. Enjoy today. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.